Turning to Africa, and rebel commanders in the troubled Darfur region of Sudan say government aircraft bombed northern areas of the province in breach of a ceasefire. They also said three villages were hit over the weekend. African Union troops are investigating the claims. The Sudanese government has denied the reports, which come days after President Omar al-Bashir vowed to adhere to a UN peace plan. More than 200,000 people have died and 2.5 million have fled their homes in Darfur. Spokesperson for the United Nations mission in Sudan is Raja Akori. She gave us some insight into the current situation in the region.
The situation on the ground for the time being is still volatile. What we noted is that the conflict between the classic or traditional warring parties has decreased, actually. However, we heard of reports yet to be confirmed by the African Union of bombing by the government of certain locations in North Darfur, in Darfur, particularly in North Darfur. The humanitarian situation, the United Nations organizations on the humanitarian side of things, of course, they issued a joint statement in which they expressed their deep concern an alarm over the security situation that reduced to a large extent their access to the vulnerable communities. The situation is still as is, though the humanitarians, be it from the UN or implementing partners from the international NGOs, are still struggling to continue at least to protect the achievements of the humanitarian operation.